Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The federal government may shut down in a matter of days without a congressional agreement to keep agencies funded. The House is expected to hold a vote on spending legislation tomorrow, but members of the GOP's hardline faction are resisting. They include Montana's Matt Rosendale. Montana Public Radio's Shaylee Rager has more.
Thousands of federal employees in Montana would lose their paychecks during a shutdown, and thousands more could see a lapse in federal food assistance if a shutdown drags on. Gail Carlson, president of the Montana Food Bank Network, says pantries across the state will help, as they have during past shutdowns.
All of these programs are, you know, matters of survival. And so it doesn't just impact just those federal employees. It impacts households throughout the state.
Representative Matt Rosendale, a member of the far-right Freedom Caucus, says he won't vote for a spending package until he sees the official price tag and the House works to cut it down more. For NPR News, I'm Shaylee Rager in Helena.
The U.S. ambassador to China, Nicholas Burns, says American diplomats have been barred from attending the trial of prominent Chinese journalist Sophia Huang. NPR's Emily Fang has the latest.
Huang, whose Chinese name is Huang Xueqin, had been trying to leave China to attend a master's program in the United Kingdom on a U.K. government scholarship. She was detained instead 2 years ago, and her trial in the southern city of Guangzhou began just this week. Huang has written for various Chinese and international outlets and became more widely known as a feminist advocate during China's short-lived Me Too movement. She helped women publicize their accounts of alleged sexual assault and harassment. She was arrested in 2018 alongside her friend Wang Jianbing, a labor rights activist, and they've both been charged with subversion of state power, a vague and common charge leveled at activists and journalists in China. Emily Fang, NPR News.
President Biden hosted Pacific Island leaders at the White House today, with U.S. competition with China in the Indo-Pacific looming large in the background. Biden promised his administration will do more to help island nations mitigate the catastrophic effects of climate change.
We hear your calls for reassurance that you never, never, never will lose your statehood or membership of the U.N. as a result of a climate crisis. Today, the United States is making it clear that this is our position as well.
Biden also announced that the U.S. is establishing diplomatic relations with two more South Pacific nations, Niue and the Cook Islands. Some Lahaina evacuees on Maui are being allowed to return to their neighborhoods to see what's left of their homes for the first time since wildfires in early August. A zone of about two dozen parcels was cleared for re-entry today. Residents are being advised not to sift through ashes because of the dangers of toxic dust. You're listening to NPR News. Security forces reportedly have rescued 14 students who were among at least 20 students kidnapped by gunmen from their university in northwestern Nigeria. The Associated Press cites a statement from the university in reporting that the students, along with two other individuals, were rescued, but the details of when or how the group was rescued remains unknown. Authorities say gunmen attacked the school in Zamfara State's Bungudu district last week. Russia has criticized Canada over what it calls an outrageous reception of a Nazi war veteran at the Canadian Parliament. Dan Karpinchuk reports the fallout from the faux pas continued this morning in Ottawa.
The Speaker of the House of Commons, Anthony Rota, again apologized for inviting 98-year-old Yaroslav Hunka to attend President Volodymyr Zelensky's address to Parliament last week. Rota says he did not know that Hunka had served in a Nazi-led unit during the Second World War. The Kremlin has called the incident an outrageous sloppiness of memory. Rota, meanwhile, insisted that he alone issued the invitation without the government's knowledge.
The intention was not to embarrass this House. My sincere apologies to each and every one of you who are in the House today, and to all Canadians for having been put through this.
Meanwhile, the opposition New Democrats say an apology is not enough and Rota should resign. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 79 points at 33,884. The S&P is down a point. The NASDAQ is down 4 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.